The bitter arsonist fled fearfully from the home he had vengefully set ablaze. As he nervously turned one last time to view the growing inferno, he tried to stifle the lingering and even increasing conviction of the local minister's words. He clumsily forced a chuckle through his tightly pursed lips, turned, and slipped hurriedly off into the darkness, determined that he had sufficiently taught the American pastor and carpenter a lesson. Meanwhile, the unsuspecting preacher was returning with his family from attending out-of-town meetings. He relished in his mind the memory of the home which he and his family had greatly sacrificed to build and furnish. After he had worked for several years to earn the means to purchase the beautiful setting, he began construction for the home of his wife's dreams. Finally, near the turn of the century, the house was completed. But now, as he steered around the last corner with his family and approached the lot where his new home had once stood, all that greeted his expectant stare was a heap of ashes and charred rubbish. The father looked gravely over the sight. Everything but his family and what they had taken with them on their brief ministerial journey had been lost to the consuming flames of the bitter arsonist. As the pastor stood amazed at how temporal earthly treasures really are,